Welcome back home, dear. How is work? You must be exhausted. Well, have I got a surprise for you. As you can see, I redecorated our home. You like it? Yeah, I thought the place could use a new look. No need to thank me. I know I did a great job and that you trust me to make the big decisions for us. It does look good, doesn't it? I moved the furniture around. We've got a lot more space to walk now. And I didn't just switch this room. I reorganized around the house, the bathroom, the bedroom, the kitchen. You want to see what the bedroom looks like? Follow my lead. As you can see, the bed is now perfectly centered in front of the mirror and drawers. I also changed the curtains. I didn't quite like the color before. Oh, you're going through the drawers. Yeah, I did some reorganizing in there too. What's that? Yeah, you can't find your boxers because they're in my section. What? No, I didn't make a mistake. Let's be real, honey. You're not exactly the man of the house here. You can still wear your work clothes, but other than that, I feel that it would be more appropriate for you to start wearing clothing that fit you better. And let's be honest, babe. I prefer your clothing anyway. It's just so comfortable. I don't think I could ever go back to my previous clothes. It would be a shame for my old clothes to go to waste. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, come on. You know you love to wear my panties, dear. It shouldn't be uncomfortable either. Because listen, baby. And listen closely. Your cock doesn't take up that much space. Oh, and you'll get to wear all of my frilly dresses. There's plenty of pink ones that my family gifted me, and I'm sure you'll look great in them. And some nice flowery ones, too. It'll be sweet. I can just imagine it now. You're in one of my soft, light dresses, fitting with matching heels. Maybe some pantyhose to go with them. Oh, I'm getting all wet just thinking about it. No, you can't wear your old clothes again. We are switching permanently. If I catch you trying them on or even touching your old clothes without my permission, I'll just have to punish you, babe. And I'll think of something. But I assure you, each offense will be worse than the last. You know how much disobeying upsets me, dear. In fact, since you're home from work, you really should get out of those clothes right now. You're lucky I even let you wear them for this long. As just being nice to you, really. Don't you appreciate all the hard work I put into making you feel good? Oh, come on. You claim not to enjoy it, but I know it gets you excited. I bet the thought of getting into my dainty little panties is getting you rock hard. Actually, I don't even need to bet. I can see the bulge showing through your pants. Oh, that's it, my little slut. Off. Remove the belt. Pants. Yeah, pretty much everything, really. Except the boxers. I'll be nice, and I'll let you wear them for a little longer. Let's go. Don't make me say it again. There. I gotta say, I really do like that feminine look of your body. Your arms. That jaw, that cute ass. It's a shocker that men aren't hitting on you more. You're such a pretty boy. I actually think pretty girl suits you better. I mean, you're just not masculine enough to be a boy at this point. All you have left are your cock and balls. You know, for at least a little while, your boxers. I want you to take a good look at them. This will be the last time you wear boxers, slut. No, not even at work. God, I can't make you wear a dress to work, but I can at least make you wear panties each and every day. Fuck. The thought of you getting up and putting them on first thing in the morning, going to work with them. No, nobody should suspect a thing. Unless, of course, you get seen bending over. Or in the men's room. And if you don't want your coworkers to know how whipped you are, you're gonna have to figure out a plan to keep it secret. That's not my problem, baby. Now, if I catch you wearing boxers again, the panties are going to be the least of your problems. Just think of them as a part of you now. You're lucky you have such a small fucking cock. If it was bigger, it would be uncomfortable. Oh, imagine the torture and struggle if you had a larger cock. The pain you'd be put through. How constricting my lacy panties would be around your thick, naturally girthy dick. Ugh. I guess you should be thankful. That's basically the only good thing about having a tiny dick, babe. I swear, your tiny cock was just made for my cute little panties. I was never a fan of those frilly little things. I just wanted something to masturbate into so I could reward you with their scent. But now, I think I'll just reward you by letting you smell my boxers. You might be too much of a slut to even want to smell them. You probably just want to smell your panties with your own spunk. Alrighty, time is up. Take them off. Yep, say goodbye to the boxers because you won't be seeing them for a while. Not until they're on me. Good girl. That wasn't so hard, was it? I thought so. You shouldn't even have a problem letting go of them. Knowing what you're going to get to wear from here on out. They're so pretty. If I remember, you bought them anyway. Now, I want you to go over to where your new clothes are and pick out a pair of panties. I will let you choose your first. The nice little white ones? Oh, with the cute little pink hearts. Excellent choice. I wonder if it's a symbol of your devotion to me. You'd do just about anything to make me happy, wouldn't you? Well, you should be grateful that I'm doing this for you. I know your brain's been conditioned to make you want to be masculine, but deep down inside, you just want to be a pretty little girl. My pretty little slut. So innocent and beautiful. That cock of yours is throbbing so hard right now, baby. I'm so glad. I'm letting your true feelings come out. No need to hide them from anyone, dear. You just need a little guidance. Now, put the panties on. I want you to see it fit nicely around your cock. Even when your cock is hard, these pretty little panties still cover all of it. Oh my god, I'm so happy for you. Finally getting some underwear that fits your cock properly. Or just swimming in these boxers, babe. You're such a fucking slut. You are such a fucking slut. Is that pre-cum soaking into the panties already? I just washed them. No. You're gonna have to lick that mess up right now. Yeah. No, I'm not fucking playing. Take them off. Oh, yeah. Sorry, baby, but if you're going to be that fucking messy, you're going to have to clean up after yourself, okay? Yeah. Good boy. Yeah, use that tongue and get all of it. Lick up your mess. Good boy. Now put them back on. Nice and wet panties for your first day. I'm so excited. It's really befitting. Well, I'm not touching your cock for today. Excuse me? Do not fucking talk back to me, bitch. You are going to do what I say and you will like it. Understood? I think you mean yes, mistress. There we go. Fuck, one more retort like that and I won't let you come for a month. This is not a fucking game. This is our special day. Do not ruin it for yourself, you greedy fucking slut. Now, put your dress on. Good. It matches the panties you chose, you little fucking slut. It's nice and white and silky smooth and pure. And you know what? You're not gonna fucking come today. So put your dress on. I just love the fabric on this one. God, you are just so lucky I'm even letting you wear this. Especially after the way you spoke to me. You better show some gratitude and some fucking subservience. I want you to put this dress on and get down on your knees. It's time to redeem yourself, baby. Nope. You're not going to eat me out. I'm sorry, love, but you just don't get the chance. I'm too disgusted by your whore mouth to let you anywhere near it today. Mm-mm. And after you finish putting on that dress, you're gonna kiss my fucking feet. Oh, and that reminds me, I should take my socks off too. I worked up quite a sweat moving this furniture around. Oh, baby, you look so pretty. I'm so glad you decided to cooperate. Now get on your fucking knees, slut. That's a good girl. Now kiss my feet. Start with the toes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And work your way. Oh, God, yes, just like that. And now the other one. Good girl. Say thank you. Feels so good knowing that you would bend over backwards to do anything. Just knowing it would make me happy. And you're making me happy. You cute little slut. Kissing my feet on your knees like you were fucking born to do this. Like you were fucking born to know your place is right here at my feet. That's enough. It's enough for my feet. Now what about yours? Take these nice white pantyhose and put them on. Faster, bitch. Come on. Chop, chop. Stretch them nicely across your legs. You look so fucking cute. Oh, baby. Is that a smile? Glad to see you're finally showing excitement. Well, other than your cock, that is. It's okay, dear. You don't need to pretend to be masculine anymore. I'm setting you free, away from those thoughts. You finally get to be the little girl you've always dreamed of being. I'm so happy we could make this a reality. So fucking lucky you get to be with me. Alright. Now, best part, I want to see those fucking high heels on you. Yeah, I don't care if you've never worn them before, baby. That's exactly why you get to wear them now. You have to get used to walking in them, you little slut. If I ever parade you around like the whore you are, I want to make sure you look good doing it, don't I? All the pretty girls learn how to wear them after all. You're no exception. Yeah, I'll even strap them on for you, okay? When you work your way up, I'll let you wear them without straps. These ones are gonna be like your little fucking training wheels. Aw, training you to be a girl for me. Such a sweet little slut. Obeying my orders like this. Alright, you're all strapped up, baby. Try to walk around in them. Oh, honey. You're doing great, but you definitely need some practice. Don't worry, though. I'll make you wear them a whole lot. And you can carry me my drinks on my books. And you can bring me my food and just walk around in them for me, wearing nothing else. After all, you do have the ass of a model, so I might make you walk like one. All right, you slut. You've been such a good girl for me today. And I think that that's pretty good, and I think I'm gonna give you your reward now. You like that idea? Good. I'm gonna let you come. That's right. You get to come. But you're gonna come in your new panties, and you're going to eat it up. All of it. You're gonna devour the sweet liquid that you spurt while you fucking touch yourself, you dirty, dirty whore. And you're gonna lap it all up out of those cute, white, and heart-printed panties. Sounds good, doesn't it, baby? I think it's something you've always wanted. It'll be fun. Alright. You ready? I don't want a drop to go to waste. You understand me? Yes, mistress. Yeah. Yeah, you'll learn. Don't worry. Now, focus on the pre-cum in your panties already. That big wet spot you left where your saliva and your dick meet. I want you to touch your hand on the outside of those panties right there in that wet spot. My sweet little girl got so excited. She's already dripping through her panties. And I think you need to show your mistress just how much of a good slut you'll be for me, okay? Now, put your hand at the base of your dick and guide it gently up your shaft. Slow. Slow. Better. Up and down. Just like that. And tell me how much of a slut you are. Yeah, I mean, that's good, but I think you can do better, baby. And louder. Now tell me how much of a fucking slut you are. Keep stroking. Keep fucking stroking that cock. I want you to repeat after me. Thank you, mistress, for letting me touch my cock. Yep, that's good, baby. You're learning so well. You're so lucky. And now, I want you to say, thank you, mistress, for letting me be the pretty girl I always wanted to be. You're welcome, baby. You're so sweet. Now stroke your cock harder and faster and get yourself right to the edge for me. Good girl. I love the way you touch your cock, baby girl. It's so hard. It gets me very excited. And once you reach the edge, you know what your mistress is gonna want from you? She's gonna want you to fucking stop. Yeah, stop. And then squeeze your fucking balls. Do not touch your cock. I want you to squeeze those sore balls of yours nice and tightly and keep on them. Beg me to let you fucking come. Beg me to let you shoot that load into those pretty little panties that you barely deserve, you fucking cum slut. God, yes. You can stroke again. And when I get to one, I want you to come for me. Okay, baby. You're such a sweet girl. 5. How does it feel to finally be a pretty little slut? 4. You belong to me now. Don't forget that. 3. Stroke yourself harder. Get yourself back to the edge. It's a good girl. You're so beautiful, baby. 2. Who knows when you're gonna come for me again? Maybe I won't let you come for so long. Maybe after you can impress me walking in your new heels, then I'll let you come. But not until that day. And it might be weeks. Weeks perfecting your cute little body for me. Are you ready? Are you nice and close? 1. Make it count. Come for me, you dirty little whore. Come for your mistress and show me your obedience. I want to see that cum pouring out of you into those cute panties. Your body belongs to me. And that's a good little slut. I know I probably exhausted you, so I'm gonna let you sit in those panties for a little while. You have 5 minutes. When I'm back, I want to see those panties spotless and your mouth full of cum. Hold it in your mouth and swallow it for me once I return. After all, a good slut always swallows.